bar, any fiddlers and things come in there, any music you remember from around the saloon time?
Nothing but I don't know, but my band. My band, my own band in there playing. Okay? I pop some whiskey, go play peace. It's how a gang on the front of the counter buying whiskey. I get people playing their whiskey, I get my horn going and go playing with that band. I love music, you understand? See?
But you didn't have people just coming in to play
pieces? No, sir. Yeah, our own band, our own music. See, it's like every fella, he can't play, he play what he hear. But when you put that music in a rack and have that black dust in there, we just doesn't play it, you're doing something there. See? Some fella don't want to shop for natural. And where's the bullet stair, but the little stair, the inner stair, don't worry, there, don't want to. So that's when I was a kid at school. So it's coming, it's all coming. Yes, sir. You know what the five lines in four spaces mean? Yes. And when you get the solo, you know that kind of stuff. You know, when you're playing the string band, you don't know whether you make a melody, a relative in the band, or else you make a other thing. You don't hear anything about it. You learn how to make those flats, sharps. You don't know. You don't know what's flat note in the sea. You don't know what's sharp in the sea. You don't know what's natural. See? I learned those things. Boy, yeah, I got to school, I learned sure enough. Best to get me here, but you're young, you can't get old. I mean, when you're young.
Did you ever see anybody play the bones, three bones between the hands? And
I see that too. See it in both hands, and knock all them bones, you understand? Yeah, the fellow here could do that too.
He did?
Yes, sir.
Where'd you first see that?
Well, I was a boy down home. The boy down here can do that, son. Boy named Will Lewis. Will Lewis can do bones, just cow rib bones. Saw them all, you understand? Two more things, just do them all pieces. Yes, sir. In fact. He was a smart boy too. He was a drummer too. That boy was a drummer.
He was.
Yes, sir. I think that happened to me in my band once. My band's playing piece, and a boy is knocking a hole in the bass drum head. And this old fella played in the Civil War. He was a drummer too. Named Jim Matt, right here, my boy. And I had all the drum head. And he showed me how to put the drum head in. I never had forgot it. I put it in there the day if I had one. I had the drum, got a hole, I to get the old head out and put nothing in there. I knew how to do it. Yes. I learned how young you understand, see?
Well, who was the fellow who played the bones up here after you came to Mount Bile?
A fellow named Hicks Singletary.
How long ago was that, do you remember?
Oh, been 10 or 12 years ago.
10 or 12 years ago?
Yes, sir. Well, he was my drummer, too, my best man.
Is he living now?
Oh, he's dead now. He's dead. He's very smart. He worked for Cousin Isaiah a long time. He worked for Cousin Isaiah. He used to drive a wagon for him, called Lowe's. He's a great wagon, a teamster. He's really smart.
Do you remember the first blues you heard that you didn't like? Do you remember what it was? You remember when you first heard it and didn't like it?
No, I don't know. First blues I heard. All right, old boy, sing that thing here. I forgot it now. Anyhow, you right here, my mom by. Because something I didn't feel comfortable. I thought it was kind of low stoop for me. I can't remember it.
A low stoop for you, huh?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I got no kind of blue. I can't remember it. I knew nigga was singing blue. I didn't want to hear
it. You didn't want to hear
it? No, I didn't want to hear it. I think he's crazy. That's a fact. He's crazy.
What did it sound like?
Oh, he's going to sound like nothing. Just, oh, Lord, it wasn't nothing. Just a Negro just acting monkey. Nigga, you got a shortcoming. That's right, he's shortcoming. He's uncultured. See? Nigga ain't got some kind of stuff in his head, why he's just gonna be a mutty all his life, right? He ain't over there.
No, I like the blues.
You know? I don't care about it. Nothing about it. You wanna get me to know something, like something, you get a bass band thought, let's go get a quick mouth out there. That's what I'll do. Quick mouth out there. Go play since all the command. Sit Elmo. Eat you up.
St. Elmo, that's another one.
St. Elmo, my God, oh man, yes, sir. Quick march.
It's a quick march.
Quick march. Every foot, tip, grass, crab, every foot, foot, just right there. Every foot, foot.
Do you remember any other quick march titles?
St. Alban, man's quick march. St. Alban's command.
St. Who's command?
St. Alban.
St. Alban's command.
Yes, St. Alban's command, quick march. And final quick step's quick march.
Final quick step?
Yes, sir. It's a quick step, too. It's a quick step. Man, I've been through all that stuff. I've been through it. See, now I know what I think And your fellow got to, like a fellow blacksmith. He had to learn that he had something in his mind when he's young. Then he knew he'd get old. See? Mm-hmm. So I can't tell you nothing but drilling a piece of iron. Come a dead knife, man. He's short for how. I don't know who's not going to come by. I paid the best man long time for that blacksmith. I tell him now, you see? But don't tell me I can't do something. I don't know what to do. I can tell him a piece of iron's rotten. See? I got in my mind, in my head. Straight out another boy. You take a man to tell me this thing, I guess. He's soon forgetting that thing. Get them boy here, he wants to learn. He getting to learn that stuff. Learn, he's a boy, he learned. Learned mine 60 years ago, 65 years ago. Got him dead. Grandpa. Grandpa wasn't a blacksmith, but he knows, you understand, see? He's an engineer, civil engineer. Now, he must have sent my dad across Louisiana. The chain pigs, the chain of white folks' land, you understand? It's, of course, a little bit, Ashford, little landing. Niggas being in the field farming, you know, bringing up ground and cutting stalks like that. Still niggas, what niggas you know? He looks at him. That's Jeff Davis, nigga. That's Jeff Davis, free nigga. That's Jeff Davis. See, nigga, them chains picking up, huh? Pardon you. When they meet daddy, you understand, they met a white man. Yes, sir. That's Jeff Davis, nigga. And he belongs to Master Jeff. Let's take that nigga. Now, he come back with that data. On period. They on must just this, you understand? He's fine. How much land changed it, you understand? Since he's a man, since he's a man. He gets money for it.
You said that your mother was Creole?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
What part of Louisiana did she come from?
Red River.
Red River.
Red River. She's Southern Natchez. Yes. My mother, my grandmother, my aunties, my uncle. But my father's brother, they come Richmond. My father's brother and my grandpa come Richmond on my father's side. I didn't know my grandfather on my mother's side. I knew my grandma on my mother's side, Mammy Liza.
Did your grandmother, Mammy Liza, on your mother's side, did she talk strange?
No, she's Creole, you understand. She's Lord of mercy.
I mean, did she talk different from you, from the other folks?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. My mother, too, and too. Different language. They just said Creole, you understand, see? They knew it. They raised the pet stuff in Louisiana. Down on the sewer farm on King Country. Mm-hmm. They made them less and chew like that. You know,
did you ever hear your mother sing any Creole songs?
No, she didn't like that. Yeah, I didn't hear. I didn't know what she's talking about.
You don't know what you're talking
about. No.
Can you talk a little
bit about that Creole? Can you talk some of the Creole?
Sure.
Well, say something. Let me hear something.
Bonjour, comment ça va? Bonjour, soit le résumé. Bonjour, bonne année. Qu'est-ce que tu veux faire? Connais pas, oui? Why, connais pas? You fit pretend the fun guys? Come watch me.
what are you saying?
She's not cussing you out.
Oh, you cussing me out.
Yes, sir. Well, that's a great country down there. My father, that's a great country. Jeff Davis' country, all this stuff was right. Jeff Davis was right. Jeff Davis had another plantation across the river at Newtown. Just he'd give a place to his brother's daughter. She married a man named Jeff Lockman. Place he used to call it Diamond, you understand? It's a rich place, they call it Diamond. And he gave that place to his niece, Miss Fanny. And she married Jeff Lockman, they call it Lockman Place, you understand? Miss Fanny Lockman.
Lockman?
Lockman, yes.
Could you spell it? I can't get your pronunciation, that's really not.
Uh-huh. Jeff Lockman? Now he was a... how do you spell Lockman? I don't know, you know. He was a sheriff of one county 60 years ago. And Master Jeff was his uncle by marriage, you understand, see? He married Master Jeff's niece, Miss Fanny. She was Miss Fanny Davis, you understand, see? Jeff, Joe Davis' daughter. And he married her, and he gave her that place over there, old place, old beef, his children. Woo, man, Lord, great place up your house. And I mentioned over there. Just a mention there for a living. And she sent my mom, come over there, see her. She loved mother, she didn't want some mom come out to see her. She when she get rid of mom come out to see her, she sent me over there, write a letter, tell Miss Irene, tell Elizabeth, I said, come over here. Mom come over there. So that's what she did with her. Yes, sir. But that was Miss Fanny.
Did you ever hear any songs that they call paddling songs or rowing songs? Any songs like that?
No, I believe not. I believe not.
Well, did you remember any of those songs that they call tough songs? Like the Green, you ever heard the Green Corn, Dan Tucker, Arkansas Traveler, Mississippi Sawyer, any of those songs?
Now, Mississippi Sawyer, I heard that thing in Mississippi Sawyer a long time ago. And I heard the Arkansas Traveler. I heard that played on in different orchestras. I hear them play that thing. I couldn't play. I hear them play, you know what I'm saying? I hear them play. They have to play on violin. They have to play another kid on violin. They had the D-line, get the old D-line fiddles. They won't know violin years now. Now, the violin now, they too high class themselves to back on. They'll be able to play that long, you know what I'm saying? See, get the old same piece of box. Well, they play ahead something good. But that's just an old time thing. But the D-line, the fiddles got now, it's what's what I have. Yes, sir. I hear those things when I was a kid. All them things.
Well, this music you hear on the jukeboxes now and jazz, do you think that's colored people's music or do you think that's white people's music?
Well, it's mixed. It is. It's really mixed. It's really mixed. Now, jazz music, the only thing you got going on. Only thing going on. I play on the horn.
You can play on the horn?
Yes, sir. If it's music, I play on the horn. I play on the horn.
Well, you'd like jazz better than you like the blues?
Oh, I can't believe blues. Blues is kind of thing. You don't think of blues, they tell you what blues is. Blues is just a low type.